Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Colin McKenzie, CEO and president of Cornerstone Capital Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture. The ticker symbol is CGP. And on the pink sheets, ticker symbol is CTNXF. And Cornerstone Capital Resources is a mineral exploration company based in Mount Pearl, Newfoundland, as well as Labrador, Canada. Thanks for joining us today, Colin.
My pleasure, Juan.
Great. Now, starting off, talk about the recently signed letter of intent for the Sherry Gold-Silver property in Ecuador.
Yes, last week we announced a binding letter of intent with Intrepid Mines. Intrepid is an Australian-based, Australian-listed, also a Canadian-listed company. They have gold production in Australia, an advanced project with Vale in Indonesia, and they've decided that Ecuador is the is sort of where they want to be to grow their future gold production. And so we've signed this letter of intent, which will allow Intrepid to earn an interest in our Sherry Gold-Silver project in southern Ecuador.
Great. So as far as the way that the company works within your sector, are joint ventures an important part of your business model?
Yes, absolutely. We are a prospect generator, and we use joint ventures to bring in companies with financial and technical expertise that we don't have within Cornerstone. We like to generate good early stage opportunities and spread that risk around and use other people's money to do the more advanced exploration and development on the properties. So yes, it's a model that we use quite a bit to not only to mitigate our risk, but to expose our shareholders to more and varied projects.
Great. And so now you also recently acquired a lithium and rare metals property in Nova Scotia. Is that 100% owned, or?
It is 100% owned one now. We'll do some initial legwork on that property. It's while there are historic records of lithium, tantalum, niobium mineralization on the property, there's never been any concerted modern exploration for those elements that we're aware of, and so we'll do some of the initial legwork on it. Enhance the value, and hopefully we can find a partner then to carry on the more advanced exploration.
Great. And so talk about some of the market trends right now and how well positioned Cornerstone Capital is to with some of your projects to capitalize on some of these trends.
Right. Well, I think that of course the whole sector has been severely hurt by the recession, and our share price, like many of our colleagues, has been very negatively impacted. However, we are starting to see a little more movement in our share price and more availability of risk financing available for the junior exploration sector. We like gold and things like the rare metals and rare earth elements. These are developing trends. The price of gold has, of course, never been better, and we have excellent gold opportunities, particularly in our Ecuador properties. So that we believe that we're well positioned now, particularly with the political situation getting back to more or less normal in Ecuador, that we are well positioned to take advantage of the great exploration opportunities we have there, and of course the current high price of gold.
Right, and the government there of Ecuador recently approved the authorization to resume activities there in Ecuador.
Yes, well, they're on the verge of doing that. We expect the mineral regulations to the new mining law to be proclaimed into law this week, and that will be the last regulatory piece of the puzzle to allow companies to reinitiate work. So we are on the verge of seeing the final green light for exploration and mining development to resume in the country.
Well, good. And what are some of the things, Colin, that makes Cornerstone unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, I think we have, as I say, an exposure to a broad range of commodities in Canada. We're advancing the Little Deer Copper project with our partner Thunderman Resources. We have NI 43-101 resource on that, which we're expanding with the current drill program. We have the exposure to rare metals and rare earth elements that I mentioned. And our gold properties in Ecuador and our administrative and technical platform there to expand our opportunities in the country once regulatory regime is back to normal are outstanding, I believe. So we have both the Canadian and South American exploration fronts, both of which have excellent potential.
Good. And walk us through your background and experience, Colin, as well as that of some of the key management team at Cornerstone Capital Resources.
Right. Juan, I've been in the industry about 35 years now. I've worked for a number of senior companies in Canada, including Teck Domingo, Inco Limited, before it was taken over by Vale, BP Mining Division in Canada, and more recently, I worked with the Sky Resources on a laterite development project in Central America. So I have broad experience both from early stage grassroots exploration right up through to feasibility studies and project development. What I like about Cornerstone is our exposure, as I say, to a broad basket of commodities and the great potential that we have in the relatively unexplored belts of Ecuador. Some of our key guys, we have Terry Brace as VP Exploration. Terry has a long career in both international and Canadian exploration, most recently chief geologist at an operating mine in Newfoundland, so he has both the good exploration and the production experience. And our other key management person now is Dave Lovies, our CFO. Dave's a chartered accountant, previous CFO of Canadian Helicopters, and a very experienced financial person. So I think we're well positioned with our management group. Have a very supportive board, and a board that has been there since really the inception of Cornerstone, which now is in its 12th year.
And what goals has the company set for the upcoming 12 months as far as milestones that the management team hopes to accomplish?
Yeah. Well, we're looking to replenish our treasury while at the same time minimizing dilution for existing shareholders, and we have a couple of strategic things we're looking at to do that. We want to reinvigorate our gold exploration in Canada. We have a good portfolio of gold properties in Newfoundland, and we want to reinitiate work on some of those properties, which have been on hold, I guess, during the recent downturn. And we are particularly looking forward to getting back to work in Ecuador on some of our great opportunities there.
Great. And in terms of investors, do you believe that your company's investment story and company's upside potential is completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Well, I think that we've, of course, suffered under the last 18, 19 months of the the mining moratorium in Ecuador, and so we fell off the radar screens of a number of investors and institutional groups. But I think now with the publicity that is starting to come out of Ecuador and realization that the country is going to reinitiate activities there, that investors are starting to pick up Cornerstone's story again in Ecuador. In the meantime, we have a very solid base in Canada, and that's been carrying us through. But I think the real upside for investors will be to see us start spending money and exploring again in Ecuador.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is Colin McKenzie, CEO and President of Cornerstone Capital Resources, which trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is CGP, as well as on the Pink Sheets. Ticker symbol is CTNXF, and is currently trading at 16 cents a share. So before we conclude, Colin, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Cornerstone Capital Resources as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, we have the dedicated professional staff. We have an excellent position in Ecuador that we've maintained our technical and administrative capacity in the country. So we'll be well positioned to pick up new opportunities in that country, and we have a growing copper resource in Newfoundland, and good exposure to the developing stories of rare metals and rare earth elements. So I think that we offer the investor diversity in their investments and tremendous exposure to future discoveries in Ecuador.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on some of your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thanks, Juan. I appreciate it very much.